Oh, hey, fellow Freedom fans, David Alan Carmichael here. Yes, it's me, and we're back. And I do want to talk about some scary things today. You're on the Eagle 104.3 FM. I've got a little clip from somebody in Congress. Have you caught the dementia? Have you caught the dementia? Last night, I finished reading Lost Horizon. Can't even remember what the author's name is. Same guy that did Goodbye, Mr. Chips and stuff like that, where he introduced to us Shangri-La. And so some of you have read that and you know what the story's about. But there's this kind of thing that just caught him. You know, I guess it was the high altitude or something in the tea or something that kind of started to just affect their minds and stuff. But that wasn't the basis of the story. But I kind of noticed something like that happening. I wonder, is something in the tea right now that is causing a pandemic of dementia that's sweeping across the nation and across the globe? And what it is I would say, and you would know that this is my take on it, when you go back far enough, what it is, it's abandoning what those who were basically came to this country for freedom because they had a conscience before God, before Almighty God. They wanted to serve God in spirit and in truth, without having the power of the sword coming against them because their norm was not in conformance with the societal norm or the governmental norm. And so they fled their nations. They fled their countries. They fled their land. They came to North America and in some place times South America and looking for a place to live where they could live off the land in simplicity but have the liberty to be obedient to God without having to be made war against. And if they have a tendency to turn the other cheek, after a while your cheeks get very sore as they begin to get abused. So some people came to this nation, but as the nation began to abandon those perspectives, they just began to take on the same catastrophes that the people that came here, the reason why they left. It became to come back to life, these which are actually deadly tendencies of the government or men to enact government or utilize government for their own ends and really to the hurt of society rather than the help. So I'm going to play a clip from Trent Franks. He is a congressman from Arizona. And I've got a few people watching online at faithfreedoms.org, so I'm going to turn that thing on while I'm turning it on here. But I'm going to go ahead and play this clip, and I want you to listen to Congressman Trent Franks from Arizona, and he's got an interesting perspective. And I do want you to know, folks, every time that they say Mr. Obama or they use that label, I think some people have this vehement anger toward the man, and some people have this idolatrous passion toward the man. Both are in error. Both are in error. Mr. Obama happens to be acting out what our society in America has been producing. It's been putting it in, it's been inculcating our society through our children for the last couple of generations, through the college system and public school system, and through the media, of course, and PBS or whoever else. I mean, hey, National Geographic. You know, I haven't examined the Flintstones over this, but I may have been doing it there too. I mean, there's just been a move to make people think and act like the current administration and Congress are acting. And it makes those who actually have a sound mind, a biblical worldview, a constitutional worldview, the worldview of right versus wrong, makes them look like a bunch of nuts because they're more and more becoming the minority. So what I'm going to do is play this clip from the congressman, and I think it was profound. Defeated.
Well, first of all, you know, it's a disgrace in my judgment that this administration has turned out to be the most pro-abortion administration in the history of the nation. I mean, Mr. Obama is certainly becoming the abortion president. One of his first acts in office was to send taxpayer money in the midst of an economic crisis overseas. He sent this money to be able to facilitate the killing of children. And I just think it's an astonishing disgrace. Now that's, of course, manifest in this amendment today. The administration seems hell-bent on the government taking over health care, which I think we could do it almost no less damage if we outlawed it. It's a bad way to go in the first place. But now to say that we're going to encourage insurance companies that pay for the killing of unborn children, that somehow taxpayers want their dollars spent that way, I think is another tragedy.
Do you think enough pro-life Democrats and Republicans will stand
There's
up?
There's no doubt in my mind that there are enough pro-life Democrats that will change their mind on the bill, that it will certainly cause it to have a lot less votes. I don't know what the ultimate outcome will be. Obviously, I think the idea of a government takeover of health care is spectacularly insane. So I'm not going to vote for it either way. But to add to it blood money to kill the unborn, it just beggars my ability to express.
A spokesperson for...
Wow. Those are strong words. That is outrageously strong. Some of the things he said this government takeover of healthcare is spectacularly insane. Is it possible that a majority of people in Congress have caught the pandemic of dementia that's sweeping across North America? And he said, especially then he said the fact, just that alone. Now, see, he had a perspective that I've been thinking of saying, should it be done at all? I mean, what is the power of government? What's the purpose of government? What should he be doing with his votes? And he said that he wasn't going to vote for it at all. He's going to say no. He's not going to meet him halfway. And it may be, if you think about, this is normally how these things work, where what they'll do is they'll bring something up that is spectacularly insane. And all these people that are not insane, what they're going to try to do is bait them to go halfway. Well, we'll take out the provision about paying for the murder of the unborn with tax dollars if you'll vote yes. Are you willing to vote yes if we put in this thing? Well, guess what, folks? That's what next year's amendment's going to be. Once you get the machinery rolling, then it's going to be something next year. So even, and I saw today that there's still a push for the Equal Rights Amendment, and I think that's an interesting discussion in itself. But the thing was, that was introduced back in 1921, 1923, and it comes up every session of Congress. There was actually a vote on it to try to get that to be a constitutional amendment. But it's not going to go away. There are some things that I think it was important that the slavery issue didn't go away. I think that is true. But there's some things that aren't going to go away that should go away. And what happens is once you introduce something that's spectacularly insane, it's going to keep coming back because you got to realize the number of people who have been inculcated into this mindset that would further what's going on in the administration and Congress right now. You realize that they're growing and growing and growing because you have generations of the educational system that's been pumping this into these folks. And then when you become you, when you, the more and more that you, like people like me, would look insane because if I go into the natural school environment and I bring up a biblical worldview, everybody thinks I'm nuts. It's because they've been drinking the Kool-Aid. I've been immune from the Kool-Aid. And so all of a sudden, I stick out like a sore thumb. So I'm not going to fit into the social crowd because, again, most people are cowards and they want to fit in. So what they're going to do is conform to the societal norm because of lack of backbone. That's essentially it, because it's very difficult to stand. It's very difficult to stand alone. In fact, what it takes is it takes courage, it takes knowledge, it takes fortitude, it takes faith. Home of the free and the brave. Well, you know how we're going to have a home of the free is be having the home of the brave. That's what we're trying to do here on Liberty Works Radio Network, is inspire you to become one of the brave that would enable us to keep and to maintain, actually retain or recover, the home of the free. And I do it here really as an act of a duty of religion. Now, I talk about Christianity kind of obliquely, sometimes squarely, and really what I ultimately my hope is that I'm going to challenge people. When you know, when I bring these things up and I bring up a biblical worldview, you know what somebody's going to have to do? They're going to have to go read it. What I've been doing this last week is reading, and I'm taking myself on another rabbit trail, but I have been reading the Quran. And I'm reading it and verse by verse by verse by verse, and I'm copying it and I'm studying it. And you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to bounce it against the Bible. I'm bouncing it against the teachings of Jesus because Muhammad recognized Jesus as being a great prophet. So what I'm trying to do is go through the Quran and check what was attributed to Muhammad and bounce it against what was said by Jesus, and to attribute some of these historical statements by Muhammad and bounce them against the documents of the Bible. And you realize Muhammad attributed to that Bible, the book, as a very good thing. So I'm bouncing it against a very good thing. So my ultimate goal is that I'm going to get people, the majority of people in our audience, have not been introduced to Christianity, really, biblical Christianity. They have not. You know what they get? They get sensational people on TV who have a religious business, and they use some statements out of the Bible, and they're very inspirational, and they're very hypnotic at times. But if they don't bounce against what Jesus said, this is how we ought to practice. This is how we ought to live. This is what ought to be living in us. And you will know a tree by its fruit, because a good tree bears good fruit, and a bad tree will bear bad fruit. Let's paraphrase. So if you could just be introduced to what Jesus said and try to put on your Jesus glasses and look at the world around you, it's going to change your perspective. I think it's going to inspire maturity and responsibility in you, and sacrifice and courage. See, I don't think those things are we can just well up within our members because of our genetic mechanism. We're a fallen creature. We're a fallen man. And we're decaying. We're leaning toward depravity. But I'll tell you what, I can't introduce you to Jesus per se. I can introduce you, but I can't make you have a relationship. And I can't convince you of the biblical truth. I can bring some biblical truth upon the issues of the day, and hopefully something will ring true, go ding, 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 ding. Oh my goodness, that makes sense. That actually affects me in my very being. Wonder why that is. It might be because it's true. So my goal is to take these issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, a basis of right versus wrong. And so, that's a pretty high accountability, isn't it? Sometimes I get calls with people holding me accountable to it, and that's appropriate. That's appropriate. That's why I try to, even if I disagree with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, is to treat her honorably like I would anybody else, or the President of the United States, Barack Obama. If I disagree with some of the things he's doing, you know, I don't want to dishonor him, because guess what? We're fallen. Now, I will challenge somebody's statement on things they do and try to hold them accountable in spite of their office. As we understand, if the founding of American government, hey, those who are in office are really servants. They have a higher accountability. But you know what? We have a higher accountability because we're going to be held accountable ultimately for holding them accountable. So that's what we're doing here on this Liberty Works Radio Network. That's what you're listening to, the Eagle 104.3 FM, because the station owner is courageous and is putting his very property on the line for you, hoping that some of the things that we address here on the Liberty Works Radio Network were things that will change your life, will actually affect you, will equip you to be victorious in this very trying, and seems to be, we're going to have an increase in how things are going to be trying us as the days become increasingly evil. So we do want to look at these issues of the day, not just on the passions of the factions, but to look at it in a basis of reference that is right, and then act accordingly and encourage each other. So I encourage you, again, as you're talking in your conversations at the Rotary Club, to really challenge each other on, when you come up with a discussion, to look at the constitutional basis. I say especially the biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong, rather than forecast things that may intrude upon your convenience. Hey, we'll be back. Keep tuning in. Eagle 104.3 FM. Check out our website, currently live streaming at faithfreedoms.org. We shall return.